Have you ever wondered how your parents will react if you brought a person of a different race home?
Interracial relationships is a relationship between two people of different race.
Interracial relationship is a topic that anybody can have an opinion on, and there is no right or wrong answer.
It all started after slavery was abolished. Black people were now free and many began to marry. The thought of white and black being together was seen as wrong by white people.
That's when the miscegenation law was created. This law was made to ban black people and, in some cases, other non-white groups from marrying or having sex with white people.
In late 1600s, it only existed in states like Virginia and Maryland, but by 1900s, many more states began to permit this law.
In 1967, interracial relationship became fully legal in the United States. This was only 52 years ago. Even though the law does not exist in today's world, many people, families, and religions still have their own beliefs on this topic.
The law affected many interracial relationships, like the Loving versus Virginia case, where Mildred Loving, a woman of color, and Richard Loving, a white man, got married in D.C. but had been sentenced to a year in prison when they returned back to Virginia.
The Supreme Court claimed their marriage violated the state's miscegenation law. Today we will be speaking about immigrant parents' opinion on interracial relationships in our own experience.
We will also have a special guest who will come in to talk about what it's like being in an interracial marriage with kids.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Angel.
And this is Risky Love. To start off this conversation, I will be telling you about my personal experience on interracial relationships. I'm Jasmine, and not so long ago, I began to date this guy. He was mixed, he was black and Mexican. When we began to talk, I told my parents about him. My parents told me that they didn't like this idea. They claimed that our lives are very different and we would have nothing in common. They also said how if we began to date, it would be very difficult communicating with him since they didn't really speak much English. They told me that I wouldn't be able to take him to family gatherings or parties because he wouldn't know how to speak with other people. Even though they didn't say it, I knew they didn't like him because he was black. My parents told me that it wouldn't work out and that their beliefs are way different from ours. They also repeated many times, "What would your family think?" I saw what they were trying to say, but I also explained to them that we live in the U.S. and here different people date each other no matter what race they are. In many cultures, the older you are, the wiser you are seen. This is why many parents believe that they don't need a change, and the mindset that they have is already right. We will now be interviewing our humanities teacher, Mr. Coe, about his personal experience in an interracial marriage. Mr. Coe is Korean and his wife is white. They have been married for almost 13 years and have two kids.
Hi, Mr. Coe. So can you tell us about yourself?
Oh yeah, so I'm 43 years old. I'm a 11th grade humanities teacher at Cleveland STEM High School. And I'm married. I've been married for, almost 13 years. And I have two boys, 11 and 8 years old. And that's that.
So when you first realized she was the one, were you scared to tell your parents?
You mean because she was white?
Yeah.
I don't think I was scared to tell them, but a couple months before, I think when I was dating my wife, when she was just my girlfriend at the time, my dad had said something like, I don't know if I'm comfortable having half white, mixed grandchildren. My father had told me that. And I know there's some resistance from my mom too. I have a feeling that she would prefer that I marry someone who's Korean. And so I don't know if I was uncomfortable, but I think my parents left it up to me to decide and I just kind of went ahead with it. And of course I told them about it. We talked about it, but I don't remember being too uncomfortable.
Okay. How did you make sure to keep cultural traditions?
That's been very difficult. I think a lot of that has gone, you know, by the wayside. So I think one thing that we're I tried to send my kids to like Korean school, you know, to honor, to do things like the New Year and to dress up in like, you know, Korean clothes and stuff like that. But ultimately, it's hard. They don't know the language. And plus I've like lost touch with my like culture too, like over the years. Like, you know, I used to go to Korean school and things like that, but now I don't really do that. I don't speak the language with anyone else except for my mom. And my dad, you know, my dad passed away, so I don't really talk to, you know, obviously I don't have anyone else to speak Korean with. And so when I think about that, my kids are growing up pretty much without a lot of like the Korean culture. So that is hard for me to kind of see.
So like, I know it's like a tradition where if you have kids, like their first month, their first year or something, like it's like a big celebration, mm-hmm. right? Did mm-hmm. you have that?
We did, Peggy. It's called 100 Days. And so it's, yeah, if they make it to 100 days, it's like a big deal, you know, because they survived. So yeah, we had stuff like that. And we had the thing at the time where afterwards we put the things in front of them to decide like what they're going to be. So we put a artist's like pen, and we put money, and we put a golf ball for like Tiger Woods, you know, like that kind of thing. And so yeah, we did stuff like that. So I mean, I feel like we've done kind of basic traditions, and of course we like eat the food and but some of the, you know, just some of the things you can't replace, like, you know, or some of the things you can't kind of emulate.
What is it like at family gatherings?
What do you mean?
Like when you guys have dinner, mm-hmm. is it like awkward for?
Oh no, it's not awkward. I mean, we've been married 13 years now. Plus we dated like 3 years before that. So we've been together like 16, 17 years or something. So, you know, like maybe it was awkward at first because like, I think, you know, like there's a lot of like unsaid things, or there's maybe my mom was kind of being hard on my wife. And so, but I think a lot of that is, like, we've figured a lot of that out now. And plus my wife, like, eats all the Korean food. She's, like, a good daughter-in-law. She tries to, like, you know, I think I told you guys earlier, she, like, makes a lot of presents for my mom. She, like, cooks, you know. She's, like, a good mom to my kids. And so, like, I think my mom sees all that. And so I think all those things are kind of important to her, right? Like, more than just is she white or not. But I kind of wonder, there's on one hand, I feel like my mom's accepted my wife. She kind of speaks Korean to her sometimes, and my wife just says, uh-huh, na-na-na. She just, like, kind of shakes her head like she understands. But there's other things, like, where I think it is awkward because they don't speak the same language, ultimately. And so, I don't know if it's awkward, but, yeah, there's some, like, kind of separation there.
What are the benefits and obstacles?
You mean of being in an interracial relationship? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I would say, I don't know. There's obstacles. Sure. There's like language, there's like food. You know, sometimes like, you know, the Korean food is like really stinky. It can be really stinky and spicy. And so, and like, you know, there's a lot of like fermented dishes and things like that. And so I think just kind of getting used to that, but you know what, what's crazy is that my wife's brother, he also married a Korean girl. So it's crazy. So I think that helped our family a lot, our extended family. I forgot to even mention this. So my wife, who's white, she's like really white. She's from like Idaho. And her older brother, who's like, you know, from there too, lived in Korea for like 3 years and found this like, you know, really nice Korean girl and married her. And then so, but they live in Minnesota now, but when we go visit, it's kind of weird because it's like two, you know, it's like the opposite, but there's like a white Korean and then a white Korean. And so, I don't know, my father-in-law, you know, like him, grandpa, like, I just kind of wonder what he thinks sometimes too. Like, so I think because of that, I think there is some like Korean culture kind of built in because my brother-in-law's wife, she's very Korean because she came over from Korea. She didn't like live in the States or anything like that. So she's like super Korean. So she like cooks very Korean food. She's like very Korean. She speaks primarily Korean. So I think that's kind of a benefit. It's kind of cool, you know, that we have like this like kind of a lot of different influences in our family.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
See, during Mr. Koh's interview, he mentioned a lot about what my parents wanted for me. Now Angel will tell you about her personal experience on interracial relationships and what are her parents' opinions on it.
I'm Angel, and my parents want me to marry somebody Asian, successful, and can make a decent amount of money. Something about Asian parents is that they don't like the idea of their kids being in an interracial relationship because they're worried about losing the culture's tradition. As a Buddhist, there's this thing where we would pray to Buddha or even our past family members with incense. I remember my mom telling me that I'm going to grow up forgetting little things like this because I'm Americanized. Most Asian parents that I know of came from a place where practically everybody was the same, so they didn't think in a way of having to go, quote, quote, outside the circle. When I was in middle school, my dad randomly told me that I could never bring a black boyfriend home. I believe it's also the fact that they don't really know English, so the language barrier would be quite difficult.
But why are parents like this? Think about it. Your parents are immigrants coming from a different country where there wasn't much diversity. And then they come to the U.S. where there's so much diversity. They're scared that you're going to lose that culture and tradition of yours. And you might also lose the language. So, overall, parents are just scared. Scared for something new. If you are a second generation kid, this means that you were born in the U.S. and your parents are immigrants. So, of course, for you, seeing an interracial couple is pretty normal. You wouldn't think much of it. But for parents, this is pretty scary.
Media has begun to play a big role in today's generation because a lot of immigrant parents don't know much English. They can only believe what they see on the news. Do you realize that if a black person does wrong, it will be all over the media, but if a white person does wrong, it's put out as no big deal?
If you ever come across this situation and your parents react to it, next time try to understand them. See where they're coming from. Why are they like this?
Inform your parents and tell them that it's okay to adapt to something new.
Yes, interracial relationships are very complicated because there are many things between them. But love is love, and no one can tell you who you can and can't love. This was Risky Love. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Angel, signing out.